Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and welcome to Prophecy Night, Prophetic Miracle, where the word of the Lord is spoken over your life. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all in the switchboard, and even those that are listening live. If you would like to receive your prophecy, all you have to do is call into area code 347-884-9664. I see you all waiting in the switchboard, and I'll open up shortly. But I just want to tell you all, if you need to get in contact with me via social network on Facebook, you can do so at facebook.com/ Ellen Bynum page, lowercase I. Or you can reach me on the ministry page at Prophetic Miracle Ministries at gmail.com. I pray everybody's having a blessed, wonderful evening. Excuse me. Once again, I thank those in the switchboard, and I thank those that are listening live. I'm sure God definitely has a word for you. I'm going to open up the lines. Well, before I open up the lines, let me just say this. Prophecy Night, or I should say Prophetic Miracle, Prophecy Night strictly deals with releasing the word of God. It's not our prayer service line. It's not our Bible study. It's not a gathering. But Prophecy Night here is strictly releasing process of that. Sometimes the Lord will have me to pray for a specific person. We are not going to take that away, but generally, overall, Prophecy Night is releasing the Word of God. So if there's something that you're not sure of, or something that you don't understand, or if there's something in your life, in your ministry, that you want to speak to me about, and as long as God reveals to me what to reveal to you, I would definitely release that word according to the word of God. So I just want to get that out there, so we all are in clear understanding what is what. I'm going to open up the phone line to area code 904. And before I do that, you don't have to give your name, city or state. Just let me know how I can be a blessing in your life tonight. God bless you, area code 904.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. How have you been?
I've been well.
That's good. It's good to hear your voice again.
Again?
Yes.
I've talked to you before.
Well, someone called from this number before.
Really?
Talk to you. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Good to hear your voice. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you. Good to hear your voice as well.
Yes. How can I be a blessing to you?
I'm not, I hate that I'm the first caller. I don't know whether you want me to pose a question or what.
Well, what is it that I do recall speaking with you, and I even recall what God had given me then for you, but what is exactly is pressing on your heart tonight?
Well, to obtain a permanent job and my own place to stay.
Okay. I think, right, okay. All right, so you haven't found the place to stay. Have you ever did home care or home health care?
No.
Okay, will you go in and take care of the people? Is there anything specific that you're looking for God to bless you with?
I'm just used to, working in an office, clerical, administrative type work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm adaptable, to anything.
Okay.
But my background has been in mortgage banking.
Right, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to trust and believe God that, that 2016, that is right around the corner for you, that it can be the doors, that it can be open doors for you, not just for a job, but just for apartment as well. That's you with the noise?
That's
you with the background? Okay.
All right. I was walking around.
I'm
at a place, but I'm by myself.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Settle
down one moment.
Okay. Once again, like I spoke to you before, there's still a whole lot of things that is going around in the house. What I'm going to do is actually put you on mute, because that noise is a distraction and releasing the word of God. But what I want to say to you, Area Code 904, is that there's still a whole lot of distraction around in the house. The last time I spoke to you, I did spoke to you about that. In fact, when I spoke to you Wednesday, November 4th, I have it here that I had spoke to you about what was going on in the house and around the house, which was hindering things to come forth for you. That means a job. That means an apartment. I'm not quite sure who you're living with, but, again, there's nothing too hard for God. So I'm just going to say to you is that maybe the apartment, I know you need money to pay the rent, but getting out where you went might be the best thing for you right now if where you went is hindering where you need to go. So that's the word of the Lord to you. I had to mute you because when I'm prophetically speaking, I can't have any distractions. So it is my prayer that you receive that word, and that's the word of God for you this evening. And God bless you, and thank you for calling into the show as well. Amen. I'm going to open up the area code 347. God bless you on this evening. Well, just bear with me. Area code 347. Just waiting for... Excuse me. The switchboard to come back up, and then I'll just click you back on if I'm able to do that. Okay. Area code 347. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank God for being here.
Yes. How are you doing this evening?
Well, a little doggy, but I'm doing good. Thank God everything is fine with my church, and I thank and praise God for that. But you had told me all last week that everything will be okay, and I just thank God.
Amen. Well, those that is on the line, every code 347 has some testing to take. God had even already showed me that you didn't even need to take the test that everything was okay. But still, we thank God that you're doing fine and that you're able to call into the show and listen to what God is speaking on this hour. Is it anything that I can be a blessing to you as service concerning the Lord over your life?
Well, you have already, and I just thank God. If you see anything that God has laid in your heart, I appreciate it, but I just want to thank God for what you've done already.
Amen. And I have already spoke some things over your life, and that's still open, and we're going to still trust and believe God for those things, and I think you remember what those things were last I spoke to you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So make sure you give a lot of rest. Yes, a lot of rest. And thank you for joining us, even after having medical tests. And it's good to hear your voice.
Amen.
Amen. God,
God
bless
you.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, it's just like that, how God moves and works. And when you get ready to do something, 3-4-7, I still have you live. I'm trying to disconnect you. I just be patient. God is still in the making, you know.
Amen.
I thank God for him. I thank God for what he's doing. You know, let me just say this, and I'm going to open up the phone line, Jerry code 832, and that will be the last caller unless someone else come in. One thing about receiving prophecies, God is not going to continuously speak over your life if you have not received what God has spoken over your life. And it's so important to know that, because who don't want to know more and more of what God is saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. But God also wants us to get in a position, not so much in a position to receive the word of what he's saying, but get in position with him through prayer for the word that it will manifest and come forth. So a lot of times we're seeking to know so much when so much is maybe not what you need right now. Because if a prophet spoke to you, for example, and this is helping somebody, 6 months ago, it's not necessarily that same prophet may have a word for you again. Maybe so, or maybe not. But whatever word that prophet gave you previous, what you have to understand is that if that word has not been made manifest, or if that word has not came to pass, then it's important what the receiver have been doing since they received that word from the prophet. Even though a prophet gives you a prophecy, we still have to pray on that word that God would allow us to see, and that the word would be made manifest. Everybody, just stand by for a minute. Thank you for your patience. It's important for you all to know that Because most of the time, when a prophet gives you a word, if it's not a word you want to hear, you're going to put on the back burner anyway. And that's just what's going to happen. So I just want to share that to you. And I just ask each and everyone that when they receive a word from a prophet, take that word to prayer to God that it be made manifest. I'm going to open up the call, last call to area code 832. God bless you, area code 832.
Good afternoon. God bless you. And thanking you so much how God is using you in all our lives. And I just say if God had a word for me, I am receiving the word, and I am saying, you know, along about the spirit, and you know, I remember when you told me that. So if there's anything that God wants me to know, I will receive his word this afternoon. I thank God for you so much, and I love you. Hello? Hello? Hello?
God bless you. Thank you for your patience. And sorry for the technical difficulty. Area code 832, you're still with me?
Yes, ma'am.
I know we had spoke. I'm not going to go into full details because I know you know. I had spoke to you last about something that I wanted you to work on. And the word of the Lord to you would be continue to work on that.
Amen.
And I say that because I want you to understand that you have your moment where you go back and forth with the situation, and even at sometimes you even give in, and then it puts you back to where you was at before. I think you know what I'm speaking about. It's not necessary. God is not giving me to mention it live on the air.
Amen.
But I do want you to still work on that, because there's a whole lot of work needs to be done, and you can only do it with the help of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, and I receive it. I appreciate it.
And God bless you for calling into the show as well.
Amen.
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 God bless you also. Amen.
You too. Well, God bless you all. I tell you, when you come in to speak the word of the Lord, you know, there's always going to be some sort of hindrance, you know, people rejecting and not receiving the word also interferes with the flow of the prophetic. So by a long shot, do not think I'm in the dark here. So the Lord told me the last call was going to be 832. And all of the callers that I spoke to tonight, I want you to remember the word of the Lord. And thank you for calling in. And make sure to join me live here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all. And may your life be blessed abundantly with heaven smiling upon you. God bless you all.